Hello and welcome to Ramble Podcast. Literally my entire life I've been told that I ramble on and on and on and on. And you know what? I do. I feel like it's so good to just ramble about things, get it off of your chest, and you always just feel so much better after you ramble. I really want this podcast to feel like a FaceTime call with me and you, and we're just a safe space where we could just ramble about shit, get it off our chest, and go about our day feeling refreshed and relieved. I want this to feel like a FaceTime call, like I said, so what better way to start this podcast talking and FaceTiming my friends than to talk about friendships and friendship breakups? So today's topic is friendship breakups, and without further ado, let's ramble. I would have done anything to have someone understand me when I was going through my fucking friendship breakup. It was horrible. I feel like in my head, a relationship could end. When you go into a relationship, you know there's a possibility. It might not last, babe. But with a friendship, you don't ever expect it to like end. You don't ever expect it to just be over and done and not see this person that you've seen every day or talked to every day and they're just like not in your life anymore. I would honestly say that friendship breakups are harder than relationship breakups because it's just not expected. I've only literally had one friendship breakup. Most of the time I like to keep my people in my life and like work things out. But in my friendship breakup, it didn't work out that way. Before I kind of get into the points though, I really do want to emphasize that it is so normal to have friendship breakups. I feel like when I was going through my over a year ago, it felt like everybody has all these best friends and they never have issues and all the things, but like that's just not the reality. And I know that it can feel really lonely and I know that it can feel really confusing. And I just want you to know that like you're not alone in that, because that's exactly how I felt. It feels like the end of the world sometimes, but I promise you it's not. And if it's not this, it's something better. The first thing I want to ramble about is attachment styles. The amount of tears that I would have saved throughout my friendship breakup if I would have understood attachment styles. I would say that my attachment style is very much a mix of avoidant a little bit and anxious a lot. I definitely identify more with anxious because I'm the type of person, if something happens, I want to be talking about it. I want to understand the other person. Like, I want to get to the bottom of it so it can just be solved and be done. My ex-friend that I had is the complete opposite of me and was completely dismissive, avoidant, and didn't want to talk about anything, didn't want to have a conversation, and kind of just like pushed me away because that is what works for her in her life. Understanding that if the friend you're dealing with in this friendship breakup is a dismissive, avoidant, understanding that is going to help you so much, because honestly, for me, it felt very personal. And the reality is, it really isn't personal. For a dismissive avoidant, the moment that there's like conflict in any way, they're gonna try and run. They're gonna avoid. They're gonna try and push you away. That's just what they do. And understanding that will help you a lot in not taking it so personal. You'll know if someone is avoidant or dismissive avoidant because they're not gonna wanna talk about it. If you guys have a conflict or something happens, they're gonna wanna run away and avoid it completely. They're not gonna wanna have hard conversations. They're not gonna wanna do that whole thing. They're just not gonna want to. Because the moment that things get hard, that's their safety mechanism. That's what they think is the safest thing to do, is to run. I genuinely think that when they do this, they do feel guilty for doing it. They'll probably never tell you that though, but I really do feel like there is some guilt there, and you kind of just have to feel bad for the fact that they have to do that. Like with my friendship breakup, she just didn't want to have conversations at all. Like, I kind of left the ball in her court to have a conversation with me. I'm not gonna chase anybody. If you can't have a conversation, it just kind of shows your character and like who you are. She was just dismissive, avoidant, and she didn't want to have a conversation. Even if something is small, the thing that happened with me and my friend was so small and stupid. We could have easily had a conversation and moved on from it, but dismissive avoidance gets so in their head and they have to run to feel safe. They have to avoid you to feel safe. As much as I want to be like, you're the bad guy, you're the bad guy, I really do feel so bad for her that she has to push people away in order to feel safe. It makes me sad. But my point is, understanding attachment styles and kind of like understanding how you show up in friendships as well. Like for me, I'm very much like, I need to talk about it. I need to talk about it right away so that I can understand the other person. But I also have to understand that that's not how other people are. I'm learning that about myself. I'm trying to kind of like work through it. If you're anxious attachment like me, in a friendship, you want to try and have conversations with somebody without being overbearing. if you want to make a relationship or friendship work with an attachment style that is different, you have to understand the person that you're dealing with and understand how they're going to feel about it. It makes sense to us because in our heads, I'm like, well, I want to talk about it right now. Like, the most sensible thing in my head is to talk about it right now. But people get overwhelmed. People don't want to talk about something as soon as it happens. And like, you kind of just have to read the room with different friendships. So understanding attachment styles will help at least understand kind of like the person that you're dealing with and kind of going from there as to how they're moving in the friendship breakup. It'll help you understand the whys, especially if they're dismissive, avoidant, and they're not telling you the whys. Okay, the next thing I want to ramble about is how healing isn't linear. When I was dealing my friendship breakup with this girl, there would be days where I'd be like, I don't care. Wait, I don't even know that girl. And then there was other days that I was like crying, just like overwhelmed with how confused I was and how in shock I was that I was no longer friends with this person. You just go through, it's literally having to grieve somebody that is still alive. Like, I had to grieve this person. I'm seeing things, you know, she's living her life and being normal. And I'm like having all of these different types of emotions up and down and up and down, and she just like seems fine. I will say, if the other person hurt you and you're looking at their situation and you're like, how could you not care? How could you not care? I'm gonna tell you right now why that is. They don't have anything to heal from. You didn't do anything to them. They don't have anything to heal from. They don't have to do all this work and heal from this and understand it and work through things. They don't have to do that because you didn't do anything to them. You're having to do all that stuff and heal by yourself because you were the one who got hurt. Like, I really just didn't understand that when I was going through my friendship breakup, and it makes so much sense saying it out loud now, but during the time it was like, I just couldn't grasp that. I was like, how the fuck are you acting like nothing happened? How the fuck are you acting like, bitch, we weren't best friends 2 weeks ago? Like, I just couldn't wrap my head around it. And you're gonna see things and things are gonna bother you. And there's gonna be some days where you're totally fine. You don't think about it. And then there's gonna be other days where it just like takes over your body. It's just like a relationship breakup, if not worse. Do whatever you need to do to make the situation better for yourself. Write things down. Really, something that I did that really helped me was I would record myself, which I'm so glad that I did this. I would record myself and basically like be talking to myself about it. I would just basically FaceTime myself. You look crazy a little bit, but it really does help. I would just like sit there and FaceTime myself and talk to myself and work things out with myself. And honestly, I kind of like that better because then you don't really have to owe anything to anyone. Like, I do have a few people that like I talk to about it that I'm so grateful for. But talking to yourself will always be the way to go because nobody knows you like you know yourself. Nobody is gonna be able to tell you how to get through it. They can relate to it, but everybody's experiences are always so different. And you're gonna do things based off of your life experience and based off of what you've gone through. But at the end of the day, it was up to me to heal from that. I'm just gonna be so honest and vulnerable. I don't know if I will ever fully be moved on from that and okay with that. It's really hard for me to understand that somebody that I was this close to and cared about this much didn't even have the decency to give me a conversation. I feel like it's really hard to wrap my head around still, and it's been so long. I'm not thinking about it every day, obviously, anymore, but I'll see little things here and there, and I'll just be like, damn, like, that girl didn't even have the decency to give me a conversation. I just couldn't believe it. I still can't believe it. It's really crazy. But be prepared for that. Understand, you're gonna have days where it's good. You're gonna have days where it's bad. It's completely normal. You're not fucking weird for still caring about the situation. No matter what people say, no matter how the other person is acting, it doesn't fucking matter. Your feelings are valid, and however you feel about the situation is how you feel. And don't you let anyone make you be like, oh, you're still talking about that? Oh God, you're still on that? Fuck that. Yes, I am. It hurt me very much. And I'm processing it in the correct way. I'm not just avoiding it and acting like it didn't happen. If you're still going through it and it's been a long time, who cares? What the fuck? Like, who the fuck's gonna tell you that you can't? Nobody. Heal on your own time. It's not linear, like I said. And just go at your own pace. and don't worry about what anybody else is doing. This is a marathon, not a sprint. The only person that you have to compete with is yourself. As long as you feel like you're good and you feel like you're healing properly and in a good time frame for you, that's all that matters. The next thing I want to ramble about is being grateful for the experience of a friendship breakup. Honestly, do you know how fucking lucky you are to be going through a friendship breakup? The universe and or God needs you to grow in some capacity. For me, I'm in a great relationship. I love my relationship. I'm very grateful for the person that I'm with. But I still need to grow. And I feel like I was sent this situation to be like pushed. And I'm so grateful. It fucking sucked. But I learned so much about myself and I learned so much about other people and how other people are gonna move. It's so valuable to learn about other people, learn more about yourself. And also, bitch, I had such a glow up. Are you kidding? I literally like dyed my hair red. I was super fit because I was working out all the time. I was meeting new people and having new friends and having new experiences. I got to know myself so much better because it was like I wasn't in this box anymore. I wasn't just around the same people that I'm always around. Like I was experiencing new things and meeting new people and being different. I was just different. I'm so much hotter. I'm so much cooler. I'm so much wiser. I understand people better. I understand myself better. You just have to be grateful that you're kind of in the trenches right now and you're going through it, because once you're over that and once you've learned the lesson that you needed to learn from the situation, you're gonna be like, holy shit, like I am so happy that that happened. I'm so grateful because it taught me this and now I do this and now I'm friends with this person. Like it will all make sense at some point. It'll still hurt, obviously, but you'll have such a better understanding of yourself and others once you get through it and once you heal from it. So just be grateful for the situation as best as you can. Attachment styles comes into play with our next topic. Next thing I want to ramble about is talking about how, in my opinion, it's really good to fight with friends. And I know that that sounds crazy, but having an argument with a friend, getting through it, and coming out on the other side of it is so important for a friendship or relationship's growth. Anybody can just get into a fight and say, one little fight or one little misunderstanding and I'm done. I don't want to be friends with that person anymore. That's the easy route. The harder route is to see somebody, know their worth, and want them to continue to be in your life. If you're not fucking having any arguments with your friends and everything's just fine and dandy and you've never fought with your friend, like, I think that shit's so weird. I feel like it's really good to fight things out, to understand each other. If you don't ever get into a fight and everything's just all perfect all the time, you're never gonna understand what they're like in a situation like that. You're never gonna understand how they move exactly if you're not fighting with them or you're not like getting into a disagreement with them. I'm not saying to just be fighting with your friends all the fucking time, but I do think that there is something to say about getting into a disagreement with your friend, working it out, talking it out, understanding each other, and getting on the other side of it. I think it's so important. I feel like nobody talks about how important it is to have disagreements with your friends. And I know why, because it's easier to just avoid it and act like everything is fine. People don't want to fight anymore or argue with friends because I feel like they look at it as like rocking the boat. People don't want to have too many opinions nowadays. People don't want to be opinionated. They want to just have the peace and that's it. But whose peace are you protecting by keeping your opinions to yourself and not sharing how you're feeling at all times? If you're letting somebody decide things for you, are they really your friend? To me, disagreeing with your friends, having opinions, working it out, and coming out on the other side of that disagreement stronger and more understanding of each other, it's so much more valuable than just pretending like everything is fine all the time, never saying anything, building up resentment towards your friends, because you definitely disagree with things that your friends are doing. There's no friendship that has no arguments ever. It's just not fucking possible. And if you're saying that, there's probably underlying things that you're just not admitting to yourself. But I really do think that the strongest friendships, the ones that last a really long time, are the ones that have gone through things and have gotten on the other side of it stronger. If you're watching this and you're going through a friendship breakup, you're gonna be able with new friends to kind of lay that boundary down of like, I don't want fake people in my life. If you have a problem with me, I don't want you to build up resentment towards me. I want you to talk about it with me. I want us to understand each other and get through it on the other side. The worst thing that you could ever do is not talk about it, resent the other person, and then all of a sudden one day it's just a big blow up and you're not friends with that person anymore. That's literally what happened to me, and I wish so badly that the person just like had conversations with me and helped me like understand her a little bit better, but that's just not what happened. So the next time you want to try and like avoid conflict with your friend or a disagreement with your friend, really think about it and try as hard as you can to vocalize how you're feeling. Try not to argue, obviously, but in my opinion, a disagreement with a friend is a good thing. It'll really tell you how strong of a friendship you have with the person. Okay, we're taking a quick little intermission from rambling. I made a playlist on Spotify, basically with all of my favorite songs that helped me with my friendship breakup. I'm gonna link it down below so you guys can listen to it if you want to. I didn't realize how many Taylor Swift songs got me through that friendship breakup. I'm not even like a crazy Taylor Swift fan, but like she kind of ate with like the breakup songs, I'm not gonna lie. Like, Now That We Don't Talk, are you fucking kidding me? Like, Now That We Don't Talk by Taylor Swift is the friendship breakup song. It's like the ultimate friendship breakup song. Like, it helped so much. Honestly, Dumb and Poetic by Sabrina Carpenter was really good for me too. All of these songs obviously aren't about a friendship breakup necessarily, but I feel like a lot of the lines in the songs really like can relate to a friendship breakup as well as a relationship. So do with that what you will. Some of my favorite lyrics from Dumb and Poetic are, every self-help book, you've already read it. Cherry pick lines like they're words you invented. Gold star for highbrow manipulation. And love everyone is your favorite quotation. You try to come off like you're soft and well-spoken. Like you understand just because you talk like one doesn't make you a man. In my head, I'm like, just because you act like you're such a good person and like you present yourself as like the spiritual person that cares about everyone and loves everyone, you literally hurt people and make them feel like it's their fault. Like, you act like you're so, like, speak your truth and all this bullshit, but, like, you literally actively hurt people and you don't apologize for it. You don't even have a conversation about it and you just, like, move on like it didn't happen. I just feel like that song is so accurate to how I felt because it's like, you did this. You crashed the car and abandoned the wreckage. Fuck with my head like it's some kind of fetish. Don't think you understand. Just because you leave like one doesn't make you a man. Just because you run away from your problems and act like it didn't happen doesn't make you a good person. This song was really helpful for me because I'm like, these are the types of people that do something bad to you, and instead of them facing it and apologizing and saying, hey, this was wrong, they just avoid you so that they don't have to deal with it. And then act like you're the crazy one because you're having a reaction to their behavior. Like, it's literally the most manipulative shit. And that song I just related to so much because it's like she's talking about a person that claims to be such a good person, that claims to speak their truth, claims to like be so healed and actively trying to heal themselves, but like you are actively hurting people and having no remorse for it. So I'm like, it's not really making sense. It's not really adding up, babe. There's just a million songs that helped me through that. And like every single one obviously is about a relationship, but you can kind of take from the song and relate to whatever your situation was. I hope you guys go and check it out and listen to the songs. And I hope that it helps in some ways. There's ones that are sad. There's ones that are happy. There's ones that are mad. It takes you through all the emotions of a friendship breakup on that playlist. So I hope you guys go and check it out. Now back to rambling. The next thing I want to ramble about is when to reach out to a friend that you're in a friendship breakup with and when to not. In my friendship breakup, I, like I said before, left the ball in her court. I said, let's talk about this. Let's work through it. Mind you, it was a really stupid, small thing that we easily could have talked about. But again, dismissive avoidance, they're not willing to do that. I left the ball in her court. I said, reach out to me whenever you feel ready and whenever you feel comfortable. If someone is kind of like very obviously wanting space, the last thing that you want to do is blow their phone up, beg for them to talk to you. We're not doing that. If they want to talk to you, they will. I promise you that. If you left the ball in their court, don't blow up their phone, girl. Don't do it. Just don't fucking do it. Don't blow up their phone. Don't beg them to talk to you. Let time go by. If they reach out, they reach out. In my situation, the girl never reached out. We never talked again. It's definitely not how I wanted it to go, but that's just the reality of the situation. Left the ball in her court. She never reached out. We never talked again. Trust me, it wasn't easy. It was very fucking hard to just not reach out to her because I'm like, what the fuck? I love you so much. You're literally one of my best friends. If we weren't together, we were texting nonstop. Like, we had a really good friendship. I literally loved her so much. I would have done anything for her. And it is really disappointing how everything turned out. And like, I guess I could have blown up her phone and stuff like that. But at that point, what is the point of the friendship anyway? If I'm having to beg you to have a conversation with me, why am I even fighting for that friendship at that point? If the person you're in a friendship breakup with chooses not to talk to you and you've made it very clear that you want to have a conversation, choose yourself, let it go, because it's just not going to be beneficial to you in the long run. It kind of shows the person that even if you are shitty to me, I'll still blow up your phone. I'll still try and reach out to you. Don't do that. The only time I would say to reach out to a person if you left the ball in their court is if you did something so bad. Like, if you did something that you completely regret and you really want to show that, like, you care about the situation and you really want to make it work after they've asked for space, maybe reach out to them once or twice more and see if they're willing to forgive you for it. In my situation, I didn't do anything wrong. I know that I didn't. The only thing that I would apologize for is the miscommunication, but she kind of added to that when she chose not to talk to me about the situation and make the situation worse. So the only time I would say have a conversation is if you truly feel like you did something so wrong and you want to make an effort and show up for the person and show that you really do care and you want to show up for that friend and be different for that friend and be a better friend to them. But babe, please do not blow up their phone. If they don't want to be in your life, literally let them leave. Like, I cannot stress this enough. There is nothing worse than having to fight for somebody that doesn't fucking want you. In my situation, it was so confusing because our friendship was so equal. I would show up for her for anything. She would show up for me for anything. Like I said before, you kind of have to be put in that situation with the other person to see how they move. And if they don't show up for you, they don't show up for you. In my situation, girl didn't show up for me. She wasn't who she said she was and who she presented herself to be. And it sucked. It fucking sucked. But the best thing that I could do for myself in that situation is let her go. And to not fight for somebody that very clearly didn't care whether we were friends or not anymore. And honestly, the first like couple days after we had like a disagreement, it was very early on that I realized that we were never gonna be friends again. It definitely would have been nice to get that closure from her and like talk it out and be like, hi, that was crazy. Let's not be friends anymore and let's move on from this. I care about you. Let's not be weird and like move on and just not be friends anymore. That's what I wanted. But going back to the attachment styles, dismissive avoidance have to run. They have to act like they didn't care about you ever. They have to act like the friendship didn't mean anything to them and they just have to run and act like they never cared about you. And again, it makes me sad that she kind of had to do that with our friendship. Because whether it's me, whether it's someone else, like those feelings will always come back up. You can't run away from your feelings, babe. You can't avoid things forever. Things are going to come up in a different friendship, in a different relationship. Those avoidant tendencies, you're just going to keep pushing people away. I kind of had to come to terms with the fact that, like, even if we did talk, what could she even say? Like, it sounds so much more dramatic than it needs to, but really, what could she say to me to make the situation better? I know that me reaching out to her wasn't going to change anything, and it wasn't going to give me the conversation that I wanted to have with her because both of us needed to be willing to have that conversation. So if you did something wrong and you want to show that you care and you want to prove to them that you care about the situation, you want to have a conversation, blah, 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 then reach out a few more times. If they don't reach out back to you, you kind of have your answer. But if you genuinely didn't do anything wrong, they're pushing you away for no reason. They're probably avoidant or dismissive avoidant. And you have to let them go and let them be on their own fucking journey and know that most likely they're going to just continue to push people away because that's what feels safe to them and just move on. It's really hard to move on without any like closure from somebody and not having conversations with somebody. I've never gotten into an argument with somebody or gotten into like a disagreement with somebody that I wasn't able to have a conversation with. So this was kind of new territory to me when I got into this thing with my ex-friend. So if you're kind of confused right now, I get it. And if you're in a situation where you're like in no contact, like I said, read the room, see if it feels right. Reach out if you feel like you need to fight for the friendship or like you did something wrong. If you didn't, let it go. If they wanted to, they would. If you left the ball in their court and they're not willing to have a conversation with you, you have your answer and it sucks, but you deserve better and you have to move on. The last thing I kind of want to ramble about is I feel like in today's day and age, it's so looked down on or like, oh, you're being too emotional. Oh, you're giving me the ick. If you care about something too much or you show too much vulnerability, I feel like people look at that as like a bad thing nowadays, which is so fucking backwards. It's crazy. Like people are rewarded nowadays for being cold and like not talking about things and whatever. And honestly, sometimes that is kind of a slay. But when it comes down to people that you really care about and you really want to show up for them, and when it comes to people that like you love, that's not cute. Acting like you don't care isn't cute. I've never been in a situation like my friendship breakup ever before because people usually have conversations that are normal. But if like you're dealing with somebody that's making you feel that way, like you need to feel all your feelings. You need to be sad and grieve the situation. Like I said before, have hard conversations if you can. Feel all the feelings. And if people judge you for that, they can get fucked. Like do whatever you need to do. Problems that you have with other people that you avoid, it's just gonna keep coming up in different friendships, in different relationships, in other aspects of your life. And you're gonna be like, that's weird. Why does the same thing keep happening in different relationships? Babe, it's because you're avoiding it. I just always advocate for conversations. I always advocate for talking things out. Even if you're not gonna like be in the friendship anymore, talking things out is just like what I've always advocated for. Do yourself the fucking service. Heal from it so you can break the cycle now. I loved that. I'm so excited to just talk to you guys. Like, that was, like, honestly therapeutic for me. Even if you just took, like, one single thing from this podcast and, like, resonated with something, that honestly just, like, makes my heart so full. 2024 was honestly really hard for me. I was fresh into this friendship breakup. I almost lost my mom, which I'll probably talk about in a different episode, but that was really traumatic as well. And then I got really sick because of the stress of basically those two things. I'll get into like me being sick probably in a different episode, but I got extremely sick. I got diagnosed with POTS, if you know what that is. And it was just really fucking hard. And I'm just so grateful that I'm better. I'm happy. I'm just like a perfect example of resilience. I seriously went through it so fucking hard in 2024. And I'm just so grateful of where I'm at now. I literally could not be happier. I'm planning on posting weekly, and I don't really know how long I want my episodes to be yet, so stay tuned for that. But I'm just really excited to start this new chapter with you guys. Even if you resonated with one thing, it just makes me so happy. If you made it to the end, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for rambling with me, and I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye.